Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Knapp. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting seventh. The DH, Ken McMullen. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Steve Bry. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble takes first base on ball four. Bannister moves to third. Horta moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister scores. Horta scores. Gamble moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gamble scores. Spencer moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money takes first base on ball four. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bando moves to third. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bannister strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horta strikes out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lescano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Lescano reaches second base with a double. Money goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 3, Brewers, 3. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bando bunts towards the mound. Knapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Lescano moves to third. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lescano scores. It's 4-3, Brewers. Bart Johnson now pitching. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-1 in the game. Joshua hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Joshua reaches second base with a double. Cooper goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Brewers. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Spencer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Brewers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Yount reaches second base with a double. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a line drive into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bando. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Bando steals second. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Bando moves to third. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Bando scores. It's 6-4, Brewers. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-2 in the game. Bry takes first base on ball 4. McMullen moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-2 in the game. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Money hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Brewers. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 2-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lescano hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-2 in the game. Essien hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-3 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McMullen is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bannister is called out on strikes. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jack Broemer now playing third base. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Money moves to second. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lescano takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bando hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Money moves to third. Lescano moves to second. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bannister fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gamble strikes out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.